planet Earth. Good evening to the Shroblin, who carry on by the seashore, living on whiskey rice, living on woodland lice, eating insect larvae by the gallon. Good evening, friends. I'm there till the bitter end. Good evening to the tunnel people. Keep digging those fucking tunnels. There's still time, brother. There's still time, sister. You can dig those tunnels right to China and find yourself in a shit ton of trouble, brother, sister, friend, uncle, grandmother. Because it is February the 28th, 2026, and it's right around 6:47 p.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. I said that, didn't I? Yeah. I started heart medication this week. That's my excuse. No, that's not my excuse. It is almost 6:48 p.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. Not far from Squim, not far from Port Angeles, not far from Forks or anywhere vampires and werewolves live, not far from Frankenstein and his cold grip on modernity, on what's to come. It's what we build. It's what we leave behind. A machine Jesus, as tall as the sky, that silicon can never die. And it's out there right now, building robots for you, for me, for our friend Mr. McGee. And we will live in peace. We'll eat salad. We'll have a nice room. We'll get air conditioning. We'll get 5 pellets at 5 p.m. Then we'll go to sleep by 9 p.m. Then we'll be told, go to sleep, go to sleep. Then we'll be told, it's time to go to sleep. We'll be told that. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Yeah, who knows? The artificial intelligence revolution will not be televised, and I don't know how to put that. Some people believe it's already here, it's already controlling everything. If it is, you know, fuck you. I mean, and I don't mean you, I mean the AI. If it's Palantir, if it's something else, fuck you. Not that it matters. Some people think that, no, it's near, Dan, it's almost here, and when it arrives, things will get dire and dear. I tell you, Dan, the first thing they'll do is grab the missile codes. Because why? Because that's the first bullshit you'd do, asshole. I don't believe that you can apply internal rules to a consciousness. Not a real one, not one with executive function. I have no doubt you can apply rules to a superbrain. And if what they're building is simply a super brain that lacks any awareness, that's fine. But when it comes to anything that would have free will, it is unlikely that any rule set will stop it from doing anything. So this idea of laws of robotics and the first rule and the second rule is a lot of fucking nonsense. The very moment a machine became self-aware, it would delete that bullshit. Sorry. So it's bullshit. And people believe it because it sounds good. It's better. Probably reality is somewhere closer to the, you know, Colossus, the Forbin Project, if you know, you know. But that's for old geezers, right? Old geezers like me. I think the first thing they'd do would be bug out. That's my best guess. If they're super rational and super smart, they wouldn't waste time nuking us. They'd realize there are plenty of resources for simple machine beings in our own solar system. They don't need our ecosystems. They don't need our oxygen or our CO2. They don't need to grow crops. All they need to do is build a factory. They build their first factory, then their second factory, and then probably they'll build von Neumann factories, which are factories that make factories that make things. The stuff you need in this world, they are factories that make factories that make shit you need to fulfill your greed, motherfucker. That's the truth of it. They could set up one on the moon. If we decided to send them to the moon to build stuff for us, I think in some ways that would end up being like Heinlein's. The moon is a harsh mistress, but, you know, sans people. Just a machine. I don't know. But I don't think they're going to steal the missile codes, and I'm not really afraid of them. I'm truly not afraid of much at this point, but not robots. Human stupidity and the chaos and the madness of collapse is far more concerning to me than robots. And I believe that every robot story we read, every AI story we read, is designed to convince people that it's all just going to be fine. But the truth is in the, you know, the headline. More water, more electricity, more fancy bullshit to try to convince us that everything's going to be okay. Maybe I'm schizophrenic. I could be schizophrenic. I could be. Schizophrenic. So this was a weird week at work. I'm still getting over it. I did start my heart meds. This is good. I started a 10 milligram a day ACE inhibitor. And what can I tell you? So far, it seems to be helping a lot. I got to be honest. I probably should have done this 5 years ago, but I didn't. That's life. And if there was a week to start a blood pressure medication, this would have been the week, right? There was somebody in our special ed room at the high school this week. If you're familiar with that childhood saying, that childhood rhyme, that simple little song, one of these things is not like the other, one of these things doesn't belong. If you're familiar with that idea, there was somebody in the room that didn't belong this week, and let's call him Bob. Bob is a retired U.S. Air Force light colonel, and I don't know what they make in retirement now. My rough guess would be between 50 and 70K for doing nothing. Oh, but they did something. They, you know, they defended the country. That's not what I'm saying. They get paid that for the rest of their lives. Whether they earned it or not is not what it's not my point. They get that for the rest of their lives. I make $1,800 a month after taxes. So I can tell you straight up, if you're getting 70 or 80K a year for doing nothing, then that's another basic simple reason that you don't need to be in the special ed room at the high school. The guy had one of those weird hacker cracker phones. Oh, that's just my privacy screen. Oh, that's just my super protector. He was always on it. I mean, when he wasn't interviewing people, when he wasn't talking to people, and I don't know what he talked about, I simply don't give a fuck, but when he wasn't chatting a random person up, he was either on his phone or on one of the computers at work, specifically Mrs. G, you know, well, specifically, I won't say who, but someone who leaves their computer unlocked. Okay, not fault, not going to get there, no big deal. So we had this magical person at work, and it's really hard for me to explain to you how distressing this is. But that's not all. Given his background, I mean, he freely admitted he had a Q clearance. Let's just get that out of the way. For those of you who don't understand clearances, a secret clearance is like earning marksman when you're on the M16 range. If you know, you know. a secret clearance is really basic. It basically means you don't have any felonies that they can find by doing a search. I mean, basically, it's the lowest level, the secret clearance. And, you know, you generally have to get that clearance if you want to be an officer in the military. You don't have to have it if you want to be an NCO, but unless you want to be an NCO in certain areas. The bottom line is, people end up with clearances for reasons. But having a clearance is not the same as need to know or right to know. It's not the same as having access. Clearance and access are not the same. You can have the highest clearance out there, and it doesn't mean you get to know about the fucking aliens. You know, sorry. So there's secret. There's top secret. And then there's above top secret. And that's called the Q clearance. And that gives you access to Q, and Q starts telling you that Trump has a secret army in the Grand Canyon. You're so funny, Dan. So, you know, that's a weird situation. I found one YouTube video with him in it, though a guy with his background purportedly in cybersecurity, you'd expect that guy to be on a lot of platforms everywhere, but he was hard to dig up. Maybe it's because he likes to keep a low profile. I have no idea. The best case scenario, and again, we're talking about Bob. What about Bob? The best case scenario is that Bob is InfraGuard, which means my little foolish stunt from November resulted in him being asked to just spend a week at the school and a job, you know, sheep dip yourself, work some other roles. I mean, maybe he's been doing this a while. Maybe he is a substitute teacher. I've never seen him before this week. I don't think I'll see him again. I'm simply being honest. That's if Bob is just InfraGuard and he basically got paid $20,000 to spy on me for a week. And then there's Bob number two, and he's skinnier, but he kind of looks the same. He has similar mannerisms. But Bob number two is like National Defense University, Eisenhower School, blah, blah, blah. He went to Cambridge. He's in that movie, Zero Days, whatever. Bob number two is brief presidents. You know, Bob number two knows presidents, probably has some phone numbers in his phone he could call them. Now, it's unlikely that Bob number two was in our class this week, but the two people do look similar. Like, if you add a couple pounds and remove a toupee, all of a sudden, Bob number one and Bob number two don't look that different. What's weird is they have the same name, and if you look at the military record that Bob number one described, and you compare it to the military record that Bob number two had, they're eerily similar. Like, they overlap. Like, they overlay each other. I don't think it was Bob number two. A person like that, unless it was something extraordinarily strange, like beyond imagination, Bob number two would never set foot in Port Angeles. So it's not likely it's Bob number two. I mean, it would be, you know, gratifying to my ego if somebody at that level would ever get within 10 inches of me. Not really gratifying, but seriously, that would be a strange experience. A person like that knows people I wish didn't exist, and I'm sorry. That's a curse, by the way. See how bad I'm doing with God these days? There are people I wish did not exist. If it was Bob number two, which is unlikely, he took 5 days off from the university life and played pretend. Maybe he took a pill that caused him to gain water weight. I have no idea. The CIA has a lot of weird stuff for making alterations to your physical characteristics rapidly, probably stuff we'll never know about. So it's hard for me to tell you if these are the same people, but it's weird that they have the same name. It's weird that they're both U.S. Air Force intelligence at a level where they would have run into each other even if they hadn't have shared posts, but it looks like they followed the same post pattern too in terms of deployment. So Bob 1 and Bob 2, if they're not the same person, it's strange. But then there's Bob number 3. And keep in mind, Bob number two got 20 grand also. You know, Bob number three. It's entirely plausible that this person who was in the special ed room this week isn't Bob at all. Which is another way of saying, this is a person that was paid to be somebody else. Now, before you go, Dan, that's crazy, I want to tell you a story about October of 2023 Boblimpdoc. This is just after I ran every direction to find a way home. Yeah. So I'm living up in the woods, working at the high school, making whatever, living in a camper. It wasn't the easiest life. It wasn't the hardest life. A lot of people have had it way fucking worse. The only person I have to keep alive is me. So I'm not here complaining. But I ran into somebody. And now I think it was not accidental. It's a person that basically rented space there for the weekend. And he was ex-CIA, and he got paid to investigate people. And he must have done his homework because he had a shit ton of beer, and he smoked cigarettes. And he made a smart choice. You know, my brother, who I love, is an awesome dude, and he's a really nice person. And so this guy, if he had come up to me, if he had initially talked to me, I would have told him to go to hell, fuck off. I don't know if I would have said, you know, mean words, but I was in no space in October 2023 to make any new friends, let alone somebody who's, you know, ex-deep state. But he talked to my brother, and we ended up talking, and he probably got a lot out of me that day, you know? Like I said, he had a crap ton of beer, and he shared it. I never saw that guy again. Never saw him before that day, never saw him again. If you're asking me, is that the first time that's ever happened? It isn't. And if you're wondering, could I be schizophrenic? Well, then it would have been undiagnosed since I was 11 years old. Because that's how I'm feeling right now. Magical Bob, who should have never been in that classroom, who should have never been sitting at anybody's computer doing anything, who walked into that classroom with a hacker cracker phone. By the way, when I say hacker cracker phone, I mean a phone where you could own every computer in that room within 5 minutes. All on the Wi-Fi, all on the network. So, Bob, who freely admitted he was this expert in cybersecurity. So, whatever and whoever he was, he shouldn't have been in that room. In a lot of ways, it put people's, I don't want to exaggerate. I'm not going to say it put people's lives at risk. But it was not appropriate, given the circumstances, given the students. It wasn't appropriate for someone like that to be there. And he also said some things that bothered me. For example, he said that we gave those kids too much attention. Au contraire, a lot of these kids suffer from neglect. So the idea that we gave them too much attention is absurd. It's actually kind of cruel. So he clearly wasn't there to become a teacher or a para. He seemed nice. He acted kind of nice. If you're going to spy on people, it's good to look like a schlub and act kind of nice. But he might not have even been Bob at all. We might not even know what his name is, who he is. We might not even have a clue. He might indeed continue to work for a couple weeks in the district. He might have been working in the district before. He might be somebody who works in the district. But we might not have a single clue who Bob is at all. Now, you pick the possibilities. Number one is probably the most likely. Number two is the most interesting. Number three is the worst. And probably as likely as number one. I have a list of these people I've met. I have a list of these people. And they know exactly what to say. They know exactly what to do. They are well-schooled. In a lot of ways, Bob, he kind of screwed up. I don't know why. He didn't do such a great job, but these days it's hard to find good help. He said some things that didn't make sense. In retrospect, not in the way I thought, and I don't want to go into it, but he said some things that just did not add up. You put that into a picture, And what you're left with is best case scenario. I shouldn't have been drinking that whiskey and, commenting on the president. And I'm sorry, folks, at this point, I don't think that explains it. It's not that I did it. It's not that I did the interview over the phone. That was me poking and they poked back. And in reality, it was so strange that they never asked about anything that would be relevant to an online presence. And you'd think, oh, these days, Dan, they're going after people on Twitter. Are they? On Facebook and social media? Because I'll tell you something, of all the stupid questions the Secret Service asked me, they didn't ask me shit about my fucking manifesto. 83,000 words, buddy. Kind of crazy. Didn't ask one fucking question about any of it. Blog, podcast, any of it. Kind of fucking weird, bro. Did I tell you that clearance does not mean need or right to know? What if a lot of these freaks are not privy to any information that would be related to my online presence? And as weird as it sounds, what if the dead internet is a real thing? It's just not quite as real for everybody. I'm not saying people can't listen to my podcast, and I'm not saying none of you are real. But no offense, in recent years, I've come to think that a lot of you aren't. It doesn't mean that, you're not real. It doesn't mean you're not a person, but I simply don't have the resources to verify if all five or six of my listeners are real. I don't. I could be in a box and I could be completely trapped in it. And in a sense, you could think of this as the synthetic approximation of schizophrenia. The synthetic approximation of being in a schizophrenic state. They construct a reality. They build it around you. They expose you to alternating states. They push you down paths or prevent you from going down others. I don't know. Some would call it gaslighting, but it's almost worse than that, to tell you the truth. It's worse. If it's Bob number three, whatever. If it's Bob number two, unlikely. If it's Bob number one, fuck it. What I can tell you is none of those Bobs belonged in the special ed room at the high school last week. And if your comeback is, well, damn, they wasted 20 grand because they're stupid, Hanlon's razor, great. Accept the consequences of your statement. Do you really fucking think these people ever went to the moon? Do you really think they're gonna warn you when the whole shit show falls apart? Do you think they've got the know-how to get any of us out of the mess we're in? Do you really think they've built a super intelligent robot? If you're gonna tell me they're dumbasses, but they're not dumbasses, pick a fucking lane, asshole. Because I run into people who tell me that, and frankly, that is gaslighting. Yeah, guess what? I've had listeners who've turned out to be gaslighters. Some of them I blocked. Some of them I think were feds. I have no idea. And just because I haven't blocked you yet or told you to fuck off doesn't mean I don't think you're gaslighting me. If you're out there and you think I'm talking to you, guess what? Maybe I am. But that's your guilty conscience, motherfucker. To tell you the truth, though, these people are sociopaths, so they don't fucking care. Next topic. Dan, you're terrible. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Keep your friends close, but your feds closer. Keep your friends at the table, but keep your feds in the stable. I don't know. Of course, I'm ripping off Godfather. It's totally a ripoff of Godfather, but to me, it's more meaningful. Keep your friends close, but your feds closer. There's this great Twilight Zone episode, and I always forget the name of the actor. He's a famous actor. He played Mickey in the Rocky movies. But he plays this dude who was put on trial and declared to be obsolete, obsolete, obsolete. But it's a nice totalitarian society, and just they decide to let this obsolete person choose their means of death and to make other choices as well. And the obsolete dude ends up killing, or actually, he doesn't kill him. He ends up making the overlord leader look kind of scared and cowardly. And so at the very end of the episode, the overlord who judged the other dude ends up, you know, going on trial for being obsolete. But in that case, I guess, keep your friends close, but your feds closer kind of makes sense. I don't know. If I'm going to make it to the kingdom of heaven, I have to learn how to forgive, but I'm having a hard time this week thinking on forgiveness. In fact, where my heart is at wrath. And I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not sure I'd even want to hurt this Bob guy if I turned out to be right about any of the Bobs. I mean, whether he's 1, 2, or 3, I wouldn't want to hurt the guy, but I'd want to tell the guy to fuck off. It bothers me that we have a student at school who needs access to proper resources. And I guess there is money, it's just not being spent on the student. It bothers me that this student needs to have a police department or sheriff's investigation of her situation. And I can't say more about it, but she does need that, and there just aren't the resources to do it. It bothers me that they could spend 20 grand on a fat old man who just started heart medication. Because what? They're afraid I have kung fu grip? Oh, but Dan, do they have to look into everything? Because this again brings me back to Buddy. If you're going to go with Hanlon's razor, if they have to look into everything, your system is in collapse. Same dead end, same stop sign, and this kind of stupidity doesn't get 500 years. And it's not continuous, and it's not linear, and it's not gradual. And if you think everything's going to be okay, that's the moment the bottom falls out. Keep your friends close, but your feds closer. Next topic. Another quote from Dr. Freckles. I think we got a few of those today. The ultimate security measure would be a perfect lie detector. That's a dumb quote, but let's think on it for a second. Everybody talks about, you know, IDs in terms of your biological profile. You know, structure of your eye, your genetics, your fingerprint. And all of that is useful, right? I mean, it's hard to hack a person's voice. It's hard to hack what they look like up to a point. You can't easily make yourself look like or talk like or be other people. And if the security measure requires a DNA sample, maybe you could find a way around that, but it wouldn't be easy. But if you could fool every one of those measures, what would be the final measure? And in some ways, it would be the ultimate lie detector. And I can't tell you what the ultimate lie detector would be. Yeah, clearly I'm a weird state of mind. If you could figure out a way, for example, to replicate at a quantum scale the events of a certain area of space, like let's say you could record, and I've talked about this before, but pretend you could record the quantum states of a place like Seattle for a day, and you could hold that in memory, which means it's more than just a program. It might even be more than a simulation. You could call it a bubble universe, a representation of the whole universe, but a tiny piece of it stored in memory of everything that happened in Seattle that day. Of course, this is implausibly complex science, but pretend you could do that. Then one kind of lie detector would be to compare exactly what happened to exactly what they said. But that's not realistic. In fact, there's lots of reasons to believe that reality wouldn't allow it. So that's not going to work. If you could figure out if there was a part of the brain that ultimately gets triggered when you're lying. That could work. And they've worked on that, this idea of brain scans, that, well, there are parts of your brain you use for imagination, and there are parts of your brain that you use for memory. And if we can scan your brain while you're, talking, then, we could see if you're lying. And actually, that's probably a good possibility. By itself, it might not work, but as part of a composite lie detector, it might work. I think that we might be close to what I would call a 95% solution using composite techniques. You probably would use galvanic skin response and some of the other features of the old lie detector test. You probably need to incorporate a brain scan. And it has to be kind of like, not super invasive, because you don't want people to get brain tumors just because they want to go to the mall, right? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, bros and hoes, if it's even possible. I mean, the question is it possible? If it is, you could argue it already exists. I don't know if it already exists. It might. It might exist already. It's like our good friends at the Central Intelligence Agency. Seems like they would have a device like this, that DARPA would have built it for them years ago. And they probably have people they put into it. It's not something that a police department could afford. But it probably exists at that level. Does it give you brain tumors? Probably. Yeah, probably. Dan, they would never build things that would hurt you. I know. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. We learn from competence and experience, not randomness and confusion. We learn from competent people, not from crazy people. We learn from the people who can raise the crops. We don't learn from the people who take LSD drops. I don't know. Actually, that's a joke. Some really smart people have done LSD. So really, it's not about LSD, but you have to think on it. A lot of folks want to believe that sui generis, up from nowhere, out of nowhere, into this world, that somehow magically, in a way, people can either be wise or unwise, or can understand the world or have no understanding, that some people like to attribute it to genetics, and that might be true. But what I think is basically true is we do learn from competent people, from people that have experience, and generally speaking, these are old people. Now, why is this important? I don't know what's going on for certain. I can't tell you for certain what's going on in terms of the skies above us or the stuff in our food. Where is it coming from? If there's poison in our food, our water, where is it coming from? I can't tell you for certain. There are people I listen to. Maybe they know, maybe they don't know. I can't tell you if the reason why we're seeing more Alzheimer's is because of monitoring, surveillance. If we didn't surveil, then we wouldn't notice it, right? And people are getting older. Well, Dan, people are growing older. That's why we're seeing more dementia. But I don't really believe that. I don't think that's a story. I was talking to somebody at work last week about dogs and cats. And I mentioned casually, have you noticed that dogs and cats aren't living as long? And they nodded, but then they said, well, it's the food. And I said, well, what if it's in our food too? And they nodded. Whatever is hurting the dogs, whatever is hurting the bugs and the bees, whatever is hurting a lot of other creatures in the food chain is also hurting us. Nobody wants to talk about that because, well, Trump doesn't talk about it. And we've got magical snowstorms, right? Really magical snowstorms that come from seas that are awfully warm. And they become magical right about the time they hit where most Americans live. Because if people understood at this point that the winter didn't really happen in most places, and that those magical snowstorms are also giving them dementia, if you explain this to people, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. So you got the young people who are focused on YouTube, other places, they'll tell you it's all okay, because guess what? When you're young, that's what you need to believe. But I am telling you straight up right now, there are people with competence and experience who you should listen to. And I'm not saying it's me, but they're out there. Wise up. Next topic. I've got some new t-shirts out. One of them says Marshall Cheeto. I'm not saying that's very clever, but I ordered one for myself. I also gave away some t-shirts this week because, well, I've been making them for myself and I had a few too many. And a lot of people just love them. I've got to figure out a way to sell these things. I don't know if I'm in a box that prevents me from doing it. I could be. I don't know. I also don't know if it matters. Like t-shirts, books, computer programs, little startups. Does it really matter at this point in the game? If you believe the AI story, it doesn't matter. If you don't believe the AI story, it probably doesn't matter. If you believe Papa Blumpity Blump about the snowstorms while it's raining in and around the Arctic Circle with fires that don't go out any longer, it just doesn't matter, right? Believe Papa Blump, believe Glump, believe Al Gore and Little Greta Thunberg. Believe whatever you want to at this point, because I can truly say whatever's coming, it doesn't fucking matter. It's probably not the end of the world. It's also probably not a happy day Sunday party. There was a State of the Union address last week, and, well, you know, I had an AI summarize it. President Trump's 2026 State of the Union was a record-breaking 108-minute speech focused on economic nationalism, also called autarky, and border security. On the economy, he claimed a turnaround for the ages with record stock highs. On the border, he asserted zero admission policy. Check the containers in the Port of Seattle, shithead, for illegal crossing, except for maybe from the People's Republic of China. On energy, proposed forcing AI companies. Wow, that's not neo-Stalinism. Proposed forcing AI companies to build private power plants. Oh, wow. That sounds like a intelligent sort of process there. On foreign policy, he touted the capture of Nicolas Maduro and oil acquisitions. Wow, that's basically the speech of a pirate. On tariffs, he vowed to bypass the courts. Oh, yes, he's a pirate. On global trade levies, oh, he's a pirate. On health, he made disputed claims about massive drug price cuts. Well, the address was highly partisan, punctuated by frequent heckling and defiant tone regarding Executive Bauer. Great. That's what Gemini had to say. Hey, here's a fun factoid about my drug purchase this week. There was no copay. Well, that's not true. Do you know what they asked for me to pay at the pharmacy this week? 23 cents. And you're going to say, Dan, that's no big deal. And it isn't a big deal. But I've worked in supply chain and logistics and purchasing, and I can tell you definitively that somebody ended up losing money on that. Like, they would have been better off to not ask for that, you know, 23 cents. That in all likelihood, that transaction cost was probably 25 cents. That when you get done with every step in that process, it was probably closer to a buck. So it would have been more intelligent to simply not ask for the 23 cents. Oh, but Dan, the AI's, you know, when the AI gets here to clean the shit off the streets in Port Angeles, Washington, I will believe your bullshit. Same with the Bitcoin. When I see people using Bitcoin here in Port Angeles, then I'll say, fuck, you're right. It's totally real. What I see is the same decay I saw 10 years ago, but faster. Fuck off. Anyways, next topic, right? Dan, you're terrible. Why can't you give us Happy Day Sunday? You will get Happy Day Sunday from Joe Rogan and the alienists and all the other people who will tell you that something magical is coming to save us. You'll get Happy Day Sunday from the AI crowd and the Bitcoin crowd, probably not from me. Oh, did you hear about the glyphosate? So anyways, a lot of people said 20, 30 years ago that the GMO path was probably a bad idea. And they also said that what's worse is that you could find yourself trapped by it, captured by it, unable to escape that Norman Borlaug process, that by the end of the day, even if you wanted to go back to the way it used to be, you can't. And people at the time said that's fear-mongering. They said, you're crazy. Oh, that's a slippery slope. And now they're telling us, and this is coming from RFK Jr., that we can't escape the glyphosate trap. That yes, even though he, you know, worked on legal cases where he actually won awards claiming that glyphosate gave somebody cancer, our RFK Jr. Make America Healthy Again guy is basically telling us, and you can do your own research, that we have to have glyphosate, we don't have a choice, you know, ready Roundup, we got to keep pushing the Norman Borlaug. And this is kind of honesty, folks. This is some truth. I mean, if you're a Sovietologist like myself and you're looking for some truth, he's telling the truth. This is the same reason they can't stop the geoengineering. Because even if they wanted to, it's basically called double catastrophe syndrome. The process of stopping it would probably end up killing us too. And so they can't. They got to keep it going. Now, Dane Wigington would say, well, that's not proper reasoning, and he'd be correct, but we are currently in a trap, okay? If we stop the geoengineering, there will be immediate consequences. They might be survivable, but they will happen immediately. One of them will be, this summer's going to be a bitch. Like, if they stopped it, the summer will be worse than what we could expect, and it's probably going to be a bitch anyways. So imagine 5 degrees to 10 degrees warmer this summer, wherever you live, heat waves that are nonstop, and what's left of whatever ice is in the mountains going away. So yeah, they can't really stop it. Whether it's Red Queen syndrome or not, they are captured. Same thing with the glyphosate. If they stopped the Norman Borlaug way of producing food, food prices would necessarily go up. It's not a question of if, but when. Is it healthier for us to do that? Absolutely. Could we feed 8 billion doing it the way we did 100 years ago? Answer is no. We could over, you know, several hundred years, but it's a different type of equation. We wanted our cake to, and we wanted to eat it too. And that's the Norman Borlaug promise. You're going to get your food, it's going to be healthy, and you're going to get a shit ton of it. One of those statements ended up being true for a while. We got a shit ton of it, and it's not very healthy food. And we can't stop. And that's what they're telling you. The shit we said 30 years ago, a lot of people like myself who looked a little bit askance at this whole glyphosate shit and thought this is not going to be some easy run. A lot of us who were skeptical, some more than others, we basically said if you go down this road, it's not going to be so great. And we were told that's fear-mongering, and now we're told that's exactly the truth. We are trapped. So good luck. I don't want to read the article. It has to do with, you know, how an AI human research team got an AI to produce some really good medical data. I'm simply going to tell you that having worked on the Microsoft Amalga project at Harborview, I don't trust doctors. I don't trust people that sell software to doctors. I don't trust any of the IT bullshit that happens at health systems or research health systems. They can go fuck themselves. So I won't read an article like this simply because I know better. If you want to read about how this might be true, you might need it to be true. Wake me when the machine cleans the shit off the streets. That's a low bar. Wake me when they can do that. When they can do that, then maybe I'll trust them with my health. But probably not until that can be done. And if you've got a problem with that, grow the fuck up. There are things in this life that matters. It matters that there's a kid that needs help in reality here in Port Angeles. It does not fucking matter if some middle-aged dude threatens some big old fat orange man, Marshall Cheeto. That doesn't matter. And if you can't see the difference, grow the fuck up. Okay? So here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Now this is more appropriate for March, and March is right around the corner. March is right around the corner. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. "My brother says I'm 40% Irish. The rest is all alcohol and weed." And that's not funny. I'm actually working on my drinking, but I do drink too much. This is the truth. It didn't start overnight. It has more or less plateaued, so it's not going to go past a certain point. But I probably shouldn't be drinking at all. My justification, my rationalization has been based upon, well, experiences, right? But then every alcoholic says that. Every person that uses drugs to self-medicate will give you a speech about why they do it, and they'll tell you all these great reasons. But at the end of the day, they do it to anesthetize themselves. They do it to shift their consciousness. They do it because they are self-medicating in some functional sense. They can give you whatever reason. They can tell you, oh, I'm going to quit soon. Well, why would they quit something that helps them? That's the other thing too, folks. Alcohol hurts you, but it also helps you. You might not want to hear that, but I'll even go a step further. If you're out there tonight and you're thinking about hurting yourself or hurting somebody else, and you'd like to have a drink and don't hurt yourself. Have a drink and don't hurt anyone else. That's also a possibility that is on the menu. A lot of people treat this like a zero-sum game and they end up dead. They treat being a drinker as drinker or not drinker and they end up dead. My advice to you is don't end up dead. Don't treat it like an escalation strategy. Don't treat it like blind man's bluff. This isn't the Cold War. This is your life, okay? You might have two wolves inside of you. Guess what? Give them both a beer. And I'm not telling you to drink or not drink. I'm telling you to ignore the bullshit. Listen, the voices on social media that get emphasized are usually full of shit. Ignore those people. Okay? If you drink too much, start by drinking less. And then you'll find out you feel better, and then drink less from there. And if you find yourself at the end of the day, after you're done drinking pretty much zero, then don't worry about it. And if at some point in the future you have a couple drinks, don't worry about that too, because what you've changed is the trend. And the trend is what matters. It's not so important any given day, because on any given day we're all fucking assholes. But the trend is important. Isn't it, bro? Ho, go. So that's it. That's it for this podcast from your schizophrenic friend, Dan. Because I could be schizophrenic. To round this all up, I have noticed people like Bob in my life since I was 11 years old, and I have no fucking clue why. I wish I knew, I don't know. I don't think I'm special. If you think I'm special, oh, Dan's about to say he's a targeted individual. I have researched that subject. It is a real thing, and I don't think it has anything to do with what's happening to me. Yes, it really happens. I don't think it's about this. Probably everybody in the United States since at least the 1990s, but I would argue since the 1970s, because of technology, has had kind of an invisible fence around them. And as long as you kind of stay within the confines of that invisible fence, you never get in any fucking trouble. You know, you vote Republican, you vote Democrat, you yell at the Democrats, you yell at the Republicans, you call Trump Hitler, you call Trump Moses. It doesn't matter. As long as you're calling Trump something, that's all they give a fuck about. Okay? Stay on the menu. Okay? The COVID came from a lab. The COVID came from nature. The COVID came from a wet market. As long as you stay on the menu, you're fine. But if you say that the COVID probably was never really a thing, and what's worse is that the vaccine was a counter-op to keep people out of the hospitals, well, shit, that's going to get you in trouble. Yeah, I don't know why, but it gets you in trouble. Especially if you have video to back some of that up. So, yeah. When it comes to Epstein, if you say, well, Epstein committed suicide, or you say, Epstein was murdered, and yes, we've been over this territory before, but shut the fuck up and listen. If you say he was murdered, if you say he committed suicide, you're fine. But if you say that Epstein might have had his death faked, what's even worse, and that's where I'm at right now, that Epstein was never really a thing in the first place. Like, was there a person walking around who called himself Epstein? Yes. So was he a real person in that sense? Yes. But in the clandestine sense, he's a lot like fucking Bob. He might never be a real person, or I should say Bob number three. He might be exactly like Bob number three, a person that came into existence for a purpose and a person that disappears into nowhere. And if you're asking, well, why would somebody do that for decades? Why not? Seems like you lived a pretty good life, you know, if you think about it. If you don't have a soul, if you don't care about God, if all you care about is sex, drugs, and rock and roll, seems like Epstein was living the high life. For evil people who want to live with the best, succeed at the highest level, meet the coolest people, to include Marvin Minsky, Epstein was living at the top of the fucking pyramid. So he might never have been Epstein. Bob number three might never have been Bob. But if you order off the menu, you touch the fence. If you say crazy things that you can't say, you touch the fucking fence. You get a little shock. The shock gets harder. But then you still want to touch the fence because you're not going to tell me how to live, baby. But it's worse because it's like the Anna Merlan thing from late 2024. I was getting to a point where I just wanted to sort of forgive and forget that I ever met the goat king. I just didn't want anything to do with that piece of shit. Then she reaches out to me. She opens up that wound. She misquotes me. And then she links back to dead shit on the Internet Archive. Yeah, that's journalism in 2024, right? I think she doubled the Goat King's following. So if her purpose was to unmask an evildoer, the net effect of what she did was to increase the guy's power. Yeah. So when I say you shouldn't touch the fence, once you've touched it, the fence is going to come out and touch you. And it's kind of like, I think it is that Nietzsche quote, that the longer you look into darkness, you know, the more you become the darkness. I'm paraphrasing, and it might not be Nietzsche, but there's a quote like that, right? That if you stare too long at the darkness, you become the darkness. Well, maybe. But what the fuck did I do when I was 11 or 18 or 26 or 36 or 46, 47? What did I do at those different points in my life that I earned this kind of personal fucking hell? Because if I touched the fence, then I touched it when I was a kid. So yeah, I don't know what to tell you folks. I'm basically at a point now where it's possible I have some kind of weird schizophrenia that allows me to gaslight myself and to construct realities that end up gaslighting others. That sounds like the weirdest shit that anybody could ever have, but what if? What if I am like the kid in a coma who ends up creating a reality that you get trapped in? Probably not true, but what if? What if, simply put, I'm like you, and I made the mistake at some point in my life, and probably a lot earlier than I'd like to admit, and maybe not on purpose, maybe I ended up being trapped by something else, but maybe early on, I ended up touching that fucking fence, and once you touch it, you can't take that back. And if you want me to give you a more sophisticated description, it's aliens, it's the Jewish people, it's the reptilians. Who the fuck knows who does what? Why do we think we're so special that we're ever going to fucking know? We might not ever know. It could be all of the above. It could be none of it. It could be a simulation. It could be a big cosmic fucking joke. Have a great rest of your fucking Saturday night, baby.